So the big picture here that I was hearing from a lot of people when I explained to them these charges is they felt like the Arlington County Police Department was using its discretion to charge money for public information in a way that creates a barrier to access.
What we're doing, Michael, is we're just in compliance with the code. The code says we shall. You got to remember, and you'll find this in most departments. I don't know how many bigger departments. I don't know. Who else have you – what other departments have you spoken to regarding this?
When you say departments, are you talking about police departments?
Police departments.
Yeah. Well, I have spoken – I have made requests in Arlington, Alexandria, and Fairfax. And your jurisdiction was the only one that I got this kind of charge, especially for criminal incident information.
Okay. Well, which one – because I've done some that, for example, that are $5.40. It depends – again, it depends – not every criminal incident summary is different. Because it depends how in depth the case is. It would be foolhardy for me to not do a thorough review of the case folder before I try and provide an accurate. How can I provide an accurate summary unless I reviewed the case folder?
Why not release the actual report?
Again, Michael, we're in compliance with what the Code of Virginia says regarding FOIA.
Yes, that's true. But you have discretion. You could release the report if you wanted to.
Okay.
Why not?
All right. Is there anything else? Because I said I've got to run, and I know you've got a deadline. So
okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Michael.